have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I'm a reader tonight. Worship. Well, I want to welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. What a beautiful day it is. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are so grateful that you could join us on today. We are excited about the Word of God on today. And then, if that isn't enough, our own CEO and founder just has thrown me off, but you know she's always has a great opening song. We were created to worship. I don't know about you, but listen, there's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. He is wonderful. He is gracious. He is almighty. He's everything we could ask for and more. I know we've just celebrated Resurrection weekend, and listen, I'm telling you, the fire of knowing He is Lord and He is still on the throne, doing what He does best in our lives, is something that will bring you joy. So I'm excited about the joy of the Lord on today. It truly is our strength. So we say thank you. We praise you. Oh, my God. We lift you up, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we welcome you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen in on today. We believe and know that the Lord has something good in store for all of us. I want to not only welcome you, but I want to say thank you again to our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Thank you so much for all you do and who you are in our relations family. We appreciate you. We value you. Thank you on today. We are also asking that you just continue to lift up our Elation family. We are so grateful that we're all able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is so awesome to be able to talk about how great and how good He is. I also want you to please welcome my husband, Donald Wright Jr., Pastor Donald Wright Jr. He supports us. He prays for us. He's praying for me through it all today. But our most important guest outside you, the listeners, and those that are tuning in is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Abba Father. We welcome them into this space, into this podcast, to do what they will and have their divine will and way. I would like to also share with you, if this is your first time listening in, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As I said, I'm super excited about us just having another day. Did you know the Lord didn't have to wake you up this morning and start you on your way? Regardless of what type of day you had, you didn't have to be here today. I didn't have to be here today. He saw fit that his grace and his mercy kept us another day. And for that, we give him praise. For that, we give him glory. We honor him in this space. Hallelujah. We honor him for who he is and what he does, and he does it well. Will you join me in a word of prayer before we examine our exhortation on today? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask, O Lord, that you come in, have your divine will and way. Show up mightily, let your perfect will be done. We ask that you speak to us, give us wisdom, show us what it is you would like to do, how you would like to do it. We are a canvas for you. Have your way, O God. Show out. Lord, let those that are seeking you for strength, peace, joy, whatever it is that they are looking for on today, I believe you have it. I believe you will do it, and I trust your divine will. We ask, oh God, today that you will forgive sins, and Father, give us a heart to forgive others, oh Lord. Give us strength on today. Give us peace on today. For those that have lost loved ones, God, remind them that you are the comforter. You're the one that will give them peace in their hour of sorrow. For those that are dealing with someone that is in a hospital, Father, those that have gotten a brokenness in their spirit, something is going on. We ask that you come in and do as only you can do. You know more than anybody what it feels like for the pain and for going through and for being hurt and for being betrayed. You know about it. And for that, we say thank you for your love for us, dying on the cross that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We ask that you will lead, guide, and direct us. We pray for our special guest on today, Dr. Kanoy Tamika, on today, God, that you will bless the works of her hands, bless all that she is to do, that you will be glorified and lifted up, and we will thank you forevermore. And then, Lord, for whatever, know the requests that are not spoken out, we're asking that you come in and have your way. Bless those listening live and those that will hear the replay in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that you cover our families, cover marriages, cover children on today, oh God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will give you all the honor, all the praise, all of the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we are so thank you so much for praying with me on today. There is none like you. We ask God to have his divine will and way. We thank him for his goodness and his grace. On today, our exhortation is a very, very important one. I tell you, like I said, the Lord has been doing some mighty and gracious things. I don't know, but this resurrection for me was a little different than it had been. We've been so grateful for the presence of the Lord, but the closer you get to him, the more you want of him because you desire to be in that intimate space. And on today, we're going to talk about what that brokenness means, to be able to birth something out from broken to birthing, It's very important to understand we all go through. There's so many things that we face in life, so many challenges, so many things that will cause our hearts to break, that would allow us not to be our very best, that will help us to understand the blood that was shed at Calvary's cross was for you and for me. It was given that we would have life and have it more abundantly. It was given so that we would come into an intimate space with him. But that space wasn't promised without us understanding the cost that was given for our lives. Listen, a lot of people say, well, you know what? Once saved, always saved. Well, you know what? That's just like saying once in a relationship, always in a relationship. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been in a bad relationship, you don't always want to be in a bad relationship. If you've ever been in something that is not good for you, you don't always want to be in something that is not good for you. You want to be in a place where there is love, there is joy, there is fulfillment. But if there is any pain, that's something that will cause you to be broken. You want to know that it will yield something, that it will be something better for you in your life. When Jesus went through all that he went through for us as believers, we understand his pain. We understand all that he went through. We understand that it was something greater coming. But in that greater, it was even going to be more painful. Have you ever had something in your life happen and it seemed like it was painful, but then something more painful happened? And that's the time where it causes us to be intimate God. That place is a broken place. That place is a place you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to think about it. Your heart is aching. You just don't know what else to do. You're waiting on an answer. And usually in those broken times, sometimes people, human, realistically so, people cannot get you the answer that you need. So you go through this brokenness. You go through this heartache. You go through this pain, not understanding that it's going to yield something that will give you something more after it's gone. Listen, when a woman is pregnant, oh, she's just finding out what a wonder it is. Maybe she's 4 weeks. Maybe she's 3 weeks. You can't see a thing. You don't understand if a baby is there or not, because usually at that particular time, there is no baby that can be seen. But as she starts to get to the fifth month, sixth month, closer to her delivery, you now begin to see what looks in a form of a larger womb, a larger belly, to know that that person is pregnant. And in that, well, there are certain characteristics, like at 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you don't have the ability to feel like, oh, I can't get out of the chair. I can't do things like I normally do. I'm weighed down. I don't know whichever way to go. Wait a minute. I need some help. Listen, I can't eat that no more. And give me this. This is my favorite in the middle of the night. There are various things that began to take place to indicate a baby is about to be birthed in this situation. So now you have a pregnant woman going through all of these things, and yet there are times she's broken, she's tired, the body changes, the mind changes. Listen, I saw some research that said it was about 43% of pregnant women that experience anxiety and depression during their pregnancy. Why? Because their body changes. They don't look the same. They don't feel the same. Some babies, they have morning sickness. Other people never go through anything. People are different. They go through various things. Why is this important? You need to understand that when things change and you become broken, there's something bigger coming. That mother is in anticipation of the ninth month. And what happens in the ninth month? In the ninth month, it is supposedly, and I say supposedly, that a child will be born. The prayer is that that child is healthy, that child is whole. But how many of you know every now and then there's a surprise? Sometime a mother may have gone in believing for one child and end up with twins. Sometimes the baby is born in the eighth month versus the ninth month. Sometimes children are born in the sixth or seventh month versus the ninth month. Whatever God has fixed and for that to be, then we understand a birthing is going to take place. I want you to examine your spiritual life. I want you to understand the importance of receiving the Lord, not just being that you call his name, but that you are in a relationship with him. What does that mean? That relationship means that you are going to do all you can to stay connected. You're not going to disconnect, because then that would mean that you have a partial relationship or none at all. In today's exhortation, we are going to be reading from Zechariah, the 4th chapter. This chapter is so powerful. I want you to follow along, because we want to make sure that we are all on the same page. I will be reading from Zechariah 4, and this version is the New International Version. Again, that is the New International Version. The 4th chapter, beginning with the first verse, says this: "Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up like someone awakened from sleep. He asked me, 'What do you see?' I answered, 'I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and 7 lamps on it, with 7 channels to the lamps. Also, there are 2 olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. I asked the angel who talked with me, 'What are these, Lord?' He answered, 'Do you not know what these are?' The reply, 'No, my Lord,' I replied. So he said to me, 'Is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.' 7, what are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out of the capstone the shouts of, 'God bless it, God bless it.' When the word of the Lord came to me, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things, since the 7 eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel?" Then I asked the angel, "What are these 2 olive trees on the right and on the left of the lamp?" Again, I asked him, "What are these 2 olive branches beside the 2 gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I said. So he said, "These are the 2 who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What does that mean for me and you? How is this applicable to our lives today? I want you to know there is a power in listening to the Lord. It comes first through our prayer life. But every now and then, God has the ability and the heart to send us a witness to validate what he wants to be said and what he wants known. He will take in our brokenness a way to birth out that which he says. So many people in this time are running to and fro. COVID came in. Many things have happened. People have lost jobs. Things have gone haywire. But yet, there's something about the presence of the Lord. There's something about worship in a time of brokenness. There is something about when you don't know which way to go, but you just happen to hear, or you believe grandma when they said, or you thought that this word of the Lord was true, that you would be one of the ones to worship the Lord, that you would be anointed to worship. In your anointed to worship, you found that there is life, and life more abundantly. What does that look like? In my pain, I still can talk about how great our God is. In our pain, we can talk about, in our brokenness, that there is a way out. Have you ever felt so hurt, broken, felt like you didn't know what to do, didn't know how to get out of it, felt like, God, why does this keep happening? What is going on? So many people lost loved ones during COVID. So many people had so many dilemmas that they could have literally turned their back on the Lord. What allowed them in their brokenness to birth something else out? I want you to know, just as this passage has said, when we have a relationship with the Lord, instead of us taking our woes and our tears and our brokenness and getting angry with God, and let me say this, there are times you will feel that you are angry with God. There are times you will feel like, have you deserted me? You will feel like, I don't know, where are you in a time like now? When I cry out, I need you, and I don't hear anything. I can't get an answer from a prayer partner. I can't find anything on the television, in a word. I can't find it. Where are you, God, in the midst of my brokenness? And in those times when he is quiet, you will find every now and then he'll drop something in your spirit. Maybe in your brokenness, it may be through a death. Many people have lost loved ones, not only to COVID, but various reasons. In sitting there, going through the process, getting ready to bury a loved one, everything seems like it's haywire. But God will drop in the midst of that thing something that will give them hope, something that will give them peace to love their loved one through this thing that has happened and remember them. That is called, my friend, my sister, my brother, a birthing. Sometimes what has happened that has broken our heart is going to be used for something we yet not see. Our gifts are given to us. When we receive them, we may say, yes, God gave me this. I'm going to do this and that. I don't know about you, but there are times when he's changed literally everything he wanted to do in the midst of something that you didn't expect to happen that gave you joy, or something that happened that gave you peace. Something happened in the brokenness that birthed forth some joy. When a baby comes, there is joy. It's not too many times when people carry the baby, whether it's 5 months, 6 months, whatever the time has been, 9 months, that when that baby comes, there's usually a group. There's usually at least a mama, whether the daddy is there or a family member, the mother, the child, the doctors, the nurses, have, it's already an audience for that child to come forth. And when the child is born, the baby brings joy. Not too many people say, oh, I don't want that baby. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. This is a, yes, babies will take you through a lot in the body. But when it's birth, I want to speak to somebody that's going through brokenness. I want you to understand that your brokenness is birthing something. You can't see it just like a baby in the womb of a woman. You can't feel it that the answer is going to work out on your behalf. But if you just hold on, if you just allow God to be God, you will find that his love is true. He will take the brokenness, the barrenness, the heartache, the betrayal, whatever it is that you've been through, so that you can come to a place of worship. What I loved about Zechariah, when he was talking with the angel, he wasn't afraid to ask him what something meant. Have you ever asked God what it is in the midst of what you're going through that you needed an answer? And the angel answered he answered Zechariah. Not only did he answer him once, he answered him twice. What does that say to me? That there are answers for us in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of our not understanding, in the midst of our need to be closer to God, to want to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Are you hungry today? Are you thirsting today for righteousness? Or are we hungry and thirsting after things in this world? Listen, I recognize things happen for a reason. We all go through something in our pain, in our distress. He promised he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He would always be there with us. And what a joy it is to know, no matter what you face, he is always there. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He knows exactly what to do, even when we don't understand what is going on, what is taking place. Why did this have to happen to me? Why did I have to go through that? And I remember hearing a song by our sister Fantasia that said it was necessary. Sometimes had we not gone through some of the things we've gone through, some of us wouldn't have found the Lord. But it was necessary to go through that pain. In your brokenness, the next time you feel like, Lord, I just don't know where you are. Lord, I don't understand what this means to my life. I'm hurting. I'm broken. I know you see me. Why don't you come and save me? I want to remind you, Jesus was in Gethsemane. He made it perfectly clear that he felt, Lord, my God, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, why hast thou forsaken? What was he saying? I know you sent me on assignment. I knew this time had to come. I know I am broken, and yet I know I have to finish the assignment. In the end, it will speak of a thing. And listen, when he died on the cross, he rose again for you and I. He gave his life that we could be birthed through his death. Listen, I don't know how you feel about what he did for you, but every time I think about when I'm hurting, when I'm broke, what he had to go through for me, for you, for anybody else, even people that won't even call his name, I think about the brokenness that brought him to a place that you and I could be birthed. And in our birthing, and in the blood shed for, oh God, in the blood shed and covering us every single day. That blood that when they talked about Passover, that when you saw the blood, the death angel passed over. So I want you to be reminded that the death angel passed over your house yesterday. He passed over your house this morning, and yet you still have the blood covering you. I'm excited because that blood means something to me. Every time I think about the blood of Jesus, when I think about the sacrifice, it brings me to a place of joy. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and the everlasting God, our God, oh my God, oh my God, he will come in. He will fill you up. He will give you what you need. He will make a way out of no way for you because he loves you and he cares about you. Listen, I want you to be assured on today, whether you feel him or not, he's still God. I want you to know whether you see him or not, he's still a way maker. I want you to understand when your tears fall that they are bottled up and they are precious to him. But you got to believe, you got to trust him, and you got to honor that he is who he is. What am I saying? If you don't know him, there's yet still time to come into this intimate, this gracious, this loving relationship with him. He's coming back. And the word tells us he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's getting the bride prepared. The bride has got to get herself together that she becomes all that he wants her to be, that she is what is needed for him. And that is the church. And let me say this. The church is not your brick and mortar. The church is your relationship with him. Remember when we first start talking about relationship, intimacy, no one wants to be with anybody. They want to pick them up and put them down. They want to call you today, but they don't like you next week. They want to be with you, but perhaps they take out somebody next week. Listen, you need intimacy in your life when you're serving the Lord. That intimacy is coming to a place where you pray, coming to a place where you search out the scriptures. You want to know who he is, what he's done for you. If this gospel that everybody is preaching is true, the days of waiting till that day, I thank God for it, but at the end of the day, give me Jesus. Give me a place where I can call upon his name. When I know for myself, he hears and he answers me. And I have an Abba Father who's going to take care of all of my needs. I will grow to love him. I will grow to be intimate with him. That is what relationship is all about. It's no longer just a song, a dance. When you get through singing, when you get through dancing, can you still call on his name? Can you still understand who he is? What moves his heart? What moves you to be closer to him? Do you have faith on today? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What am I saying? Trust him on today. Know that your brokenness is going to birth out something. You're not going through what you're going through in vain. You're not. There is a plan that you do not see that will take root, that will manifest his glory in your life. I'm so glad not only for the blessing that we have in our lives as believers, I'm grateful for the trials. I'm grateful when he allows us to go through brokenness, to find our way like the woman who found him. It was at the hem of his garment that she found him. She wasn't high and lifted. She was postured low, and she reached to touch the hem of his garment, so much so that he said, "Who touched me?" I want you to remember in your brokenness, you can touch him as well. And when you touch him, my prayer is, he'll say, "Who touched me?" I pray that this week's exhortation has blessed you and brought you to a more intimate place with God, that you hear and study, and that you listen with a heart from him, that you're praying as we're on these broadcasts, because we're believing God to answer and to hear his voice when he's saying what he says through his word, that we understand it and that he may be glorified. I thank you so much for joining us and listening to this week's exhortation. I pray that it will become a part of your life, that it will be applicable, that when you see brokenness next time, when you go through another heartache, another shatter, that you remember something is going to be birthed out of it. And can I say this? Sometimes it's not for you. It's usually ministry is birthed out of pain, and it's usually for somebody else. If you can be okay with what you're going through for somebody else, you can be used by the Lord. He was broken for you and me. It wasn't just for himself. He was broken for you and me, that we would be birthed as nations to glorify his name. Make sure the focus of your intimate relationship is bigger than you. Remember, he knows your name. Remember, he sought after you. Remember, he said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. All for his glory. Thank you again for listening in. Be encouraged, be strengthened, and trust God, knowing that he is who he is, and he will always do what he says. Amen. I'm excited today. We have a very wonderful guest, woman of God, who is precious to the body of Christ. I love her ministry. I love her heart. I love her spirit. I just thank God for people in the body of Christ that have no shame to allow him to use them the way he needs to use them, that someone else will get a revelation of who he is. And she's using not only her gifts in ministry, but she's using her gifts in the marketplace, that she'll be able to present who he really is. And I'm talking about our sister in the Lord, none other than introducing to some and presenting to others, Dr. Kanoi Tamika, as she's known on Facebook. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for joining us on today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Are you there? Hallelujah. Well, I'm thanking the Lord that God is doing amazing and marvelous things in her ministry and her life. We're trusting God to know that he's going to do the amazing. Are you there, woman of God? Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We're trusting God on today. So we know that she has a very important project that is coming up. We wanted her to come on and talk to us about what thus saith the Lord and what he's doing in this hour, that he may get the glory for all that is going on. Our sister, are you there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All righty, while we're working on that, I just want to let you know that, you know, we're coming to the end of another thing that God is doing as the producer's working with her, and we're going to get her on. Listen, at the end of this month, can you believe we're at the end of April already? It seems like the month has just gone by. We're trusting God that everything be worked out according to his will. As these days go by, we're getting closer and closer to him. I'm encouraging you to keep your hand in his hand and trust him and know that he is on fire. He is doing what he said he'd do, and he's looking for you and I. My sister, are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we're thanking you for who you are and what you're doing right now. We're believing, God, as things are getting taken care of, that you are being glorified, lifted up. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for what you've done and what you're about to do. You are Alpha and Omega. We're trusting you on this evening for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my sister, are you with me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am thanking him for what he's doing right now. That means God has something he's going to say through my sister. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done and what you're about to do. Hallelujah, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Well, listen, as I was saying, there's a blessing in worshiping God and praising him and showing forth his mercy and his grace. He is Alpha and Omega. He is everything we need and more. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. He's showing himself faithful. He's showing himself amazingly great. He's showing himself to be all that we need and more. And we say thank you for his goodness and his grace on today. So we're trusting him to do just what he said he'll do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God that everything is working out for his good. Hallelujah. I am just letting you know that God is up to something major and he's up to something great. Hallelujah. He is Alpha and Omega. He is doing what he said he would do, and we're trusting him in this hour. So as we're getting prepared for our guest, we thank God that he is moving by his power. He's moving by his grace. He's such a good God. He's a great God, and there is none like him. So we say thank you and praises to him. Hallelujah, that he is doing what he said he would do. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Are you with us now, sis? All righty. I think that we have something else going on. Hold on one moment. Let me check and find out. Let's see if we can get her taken care of right here. And see where we are and see if we can get her on. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. So that we can get her right on. Hallelujah. I know that there is
something. I'm here, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
I got you. I know God is getting ready to move because I've been excited about you being on today. I have been so excited.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to
Thank
Just
you,
For
Jesus.
You again. And thank you for being here. And I'm so excited for what God is doing for you in your life. And I'm giving you the floor to let God have his way with you. So
I know the stuff that I see.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, glory.
Amen. And hallelujah. So we thank God for you being on today. So listen, for those who don't know you and are not familiar with your ministry, would you share with them who you are and what God has blessed you to do in this hour? Amen.
Amen. I am Dr. Kanoi Tamika Clark, and
yes.
I am a born-again Christian. Amen. And I love Jesus Christ. And I got saved back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord, when he saved me, amen, he took me through a process. And I fell in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I didn't know that I was called into the ministry. And so that being said, so first I started in the ministry of dance. And then I started, and then God called me to preach, which was very shocking. And so now I'm doing, he's got me doing everything that he thinks that I can possibly do for the kingdom.
Wow. Wow. And I heard you say, like, you had to go through this process. And in this process that you had to go through, your brokenness brought you to a place of birthing something. Now, you said, listen, I'm shocked. But he had plans, right? That's usually how he does it. We don't always see the plans. So can you share with someone in this process that you were going through before you could understand who he was, the intimate place you now have with him? Can you explain what that was like? Because so many people are going through, I would say, a phase. Believing that, you know, I'm saved, but I just don't understand. I don't know. Maybe he's not able to use me. Can you minister to them on that?
Amen. It's not that God doesn't want to use you or he has not chosen you, but we have to choose him and his work also.
Because he is a plan for each and every one of our lives. Well, listen, I'm super excited about this weekend. Something fabulous is being birthed out of you and for our community and for those that are able to hear and see what God has blessed you to do. Would you share with us about what's going to be taking place on this weekend that the community may know, the churches may know, what exactly God is doing with you and through your ministry?
Amen. Well, this is different for me also, but God had started me around 10 years ago. He had someone to, first my baby sister, to prophesy and say the Lord said that we ought to write a play, and I just thought she was just losing her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so And then, and so I had I went to a service, and this apostle, he said, you two guys are supposed to write a play. And so that started about 10 years ago. So when the Lord gives me confirmation, you know, I roll whatever God, because I always want to be in the will of the Father and not just do things because other people are doing them or because my flesh want to do them, but I want to be absolutely sure I'm in the will of God, because when you get warfare, you don't want to give up. And so that being said, I can fight for my prophecy. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I will fight for my prophecy that the Lord has given me, regardless of what comes my way. But I am doing a gospel stage play this Saturday. Mm-hmm. It will be at the Emerson Theater at Harris Stowe. It's off of 40 in Compton. I just came from the theater today. And I tell you, it looks absolutely beautiful, and the cast is ready, and we want to give just we want to give an example through theater of the Word of God. We want to make the Word become flesh and dwell among us.
And isn't that important that we can use the arts? God has just blessed His people with so many gifts and talents that people can be able to hear who He is through watching a play. Tell us about the name of the play. We know it's going to be at the Emerson Theater. Talk to us about the name of this play.
It's called How Did I Get Here? And the name of it, I got it because, you know, it makes a person think, how did I get to a place where I was with God and I was just flourishing in ministry and doing the work of the ministry, and then get to a point where, how did I get to a point where, how did I let the devil in to get to a point where I wanted to give up? And so that's where I got the... Okay, what you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, what you're really telling us is it's a real place. So this ability to make us believe that we're going to get in the service of the Lord, we're going to shout all the time, we're going to have this, and that's good. But there comes a place where you need more from Him. And so what you're doing is taking us on a journey to see that this is what happens at a point in our lives, and when it happens, the end result that God has given you through this gracious play that He's giving you. So you said, I heard you say, 10 years ago. So you said, my sister, I will fight for my prophecy. So what did that feel like, holding on to that play, writing it, sometimes feeling like you didn't want to write it, or something came up and you couldn't write it, and maybe you thought you'd do it here, but you waited on the Lord. Talk about the process.
Well, actually, I did go and started writing. And, you know, that was a process also, because I didn't know what to do, where to start from. So that can be very discouraging. And it's always good for saints to go and get information and see, you know, we even have YouTube now to go, let's get the proper information so we can be professional at what we do also. And so, you know, that being said, so I did start it 10 years ago. My play, this is my second play. And I went through, I promise you, with people, you know, even, you know, let's be real, even with saints in the house, I had to, it took me where when you're a leader, you have to learn how to take a licking and keep on ticking. And so it really taught me not to really, really, you know, lose my cool and get on their level and you know, let God humble me in the midst of, you know, maybe sometimes somebody not showing up, or, you know, no call, no show. Then you might have somebody who want to take over the rehearsal, like they're the director. And so you have to have wisdom in dealing with the people and correct them with love and wisdom. So that's what He taught me.
And that's so powerful and true, because in this walk, we're going to go through those things. And here's the thing that I love that you talked about, is that not only did you go through it, you waited on it, but God prevailed and proved and manifested what He said. On Monday night, my husband and I do a Facebook Live, and I'm telling you, it cut off not once, not twice. And those are times you could really give up. You know what I'm saying? So, well, you know, maybe this isn't the day, because you know how the enemy will keep pressing. But what I love about God, when he puts that in your spirit and you're faithful to it, this is the end result, manifestation. So for every time you went through what you went through, God gave you an answer and brought you through it so that you could share it and be able to show the world what he's given you through his love, his grace, and his mercy. And I honor you, my sister, for staying the course, because someone's life is going to be changed because they come and they see that play. So would you share with us again, where is the play going to be, and how do they get more information for ticket prices and things of that nature, so that those that are in the St. Louis area, hey, if you're out of town and you're listening to this podcast and you'll be in St. Louis on this weekend, here's an opportunity for you to enjoy and come to something that will uplift your spirit and your soul that you'll be able to enjoy while you're here in the city. Share with us, woman of God, how we can get your tickets and all the particulars for this event.
Okay, it's the Emerson Theater at Harris Stowe State University, which is South St. Louis off of Compton and 40. And also the tickets are, they are $30. Even at the door, they are $30. They can get it at the door for $30, or they can cash at me for $30, which is at Dr. Kanoi Tamika. That's dollar sign DRKANOI Tamika, TAMIKA. And they also can get them through Eventbrite. But the tickets are $30, and it's this Saturday, start at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6 p.m. as first come, first come. So, you know, if you want to get a good seat, I will come as soon as possible. I will start on time. I don't care if it's two people there. We will start on time, and you don't want to miss it, because it opens up with a bang, I promise you.
Yes. And so, again, the times for the play again for us again?
It's 7 p.m. Doors open at 6.
All right. So what I hear my sister saying, listen, be in your seat at 6 p.m. so that as they start, you are there, and that God will get the glory for the work that she's done, the things that she's put out, places that she wants the audience to go to. It's nothing like a good movie, right, or a good place that you're in, and all of a sudden, you know, other believers are there. I remember when The Passion of Christ came out, everybody was in the theater. It didn't matter if you were white, if you were a black, if you were another race. You were there because we had a common goal, and that was to support that work. And in that, everybody was able to come to a consensus together of how powerful it was. I want you to know, my sister, I'm praying for you. I thank God for the works and the gifts of your hands. I thank him for your ability to minister to the nations, and that you are humble. That is one of the things that shows the gift of God on someone's life. Not that they have it all, not that they're trying to be it all, but that they know who God is in their authentic self to do what God has called them to do. So St. Louis, I want you to come out and support her. So they're going to be at 3026 Laclede Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. That zip is 63103. For more information, please make sure you get in contact with Dr. Kanoi Tamika, and that is KANOI, doctor in front of it, and then Tamika, TAMIKA. Woman of God, before we let you go, please encourage the listening audience with what God would put on your heart before we give our announcements. Share with us what the Lord would give you to share with them, and as the Lord would have you. Amen.
Amen. I will say to the people of God, hold on to the prophecies that the Lord has given you. Do not get dismayed. Do not look to the left or to the right. Do not get discouraged, because that's the enemy's job, to discourage you through people, through church people, through people you love, people that are close to you. But you have to remain focused. You have to remain steadfast, because you got to fight for your prophecy. You got to prophesy what Jesus Christ has prophesied to you. And you're going to have to, hallelujah, stand strong. And you're going to have to get the word of God in you like never before. It's time to study to show ourselves approved. Our work is not a shame. Hallelujah. So because the word of God would strengthen you to make it through your next season, we're going to need the word of God like never before in this hour, because the word of God is going to give you strength, hallelujah, into the battle. It's going to give you strength, hallelujah, to walk further, hallelujah, into your purpose and destiny where the Father has called you to. So, hallelujah, that you will not give up, that you won't throw in the towel, and that you will not get distracted by the enemy's plots and plans to deceive you out of your promise. Hallelujah. Don't you let the enemy trick you out of your promise, because God called you to greatness. God called you to his purpose. God called you for his plans. But the enemy, hallelujah, wants to deceive you to walk in another direction. Hallelujah. And I'm here to say, stay the course. Stay in the race, because he that began a good work in you will perform it. But you have to stay, hallelujah, in the secret place of the Most High God.
I thank God for you.
And not be moved.
My God, not be moved. Amen. Not be moved. My sister, I thank God
for you. The word of God, woman of God. It's the word of God. Yes. It's the word of God that will cause you to not be moved. The word of God, because why? It cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be, hallelujah, hallelujah. It cannot, nothing can come against it that can conquer it. It is more than a conqueror. The conqueror is in you. And hallelujah, when you get the word of God in you, you can conquer whatever's trying to conquer you.
And that's a fact. I thank God that is a fact. And I pray that if you're listening today and you heard that word from the woman of God, that you hold on to it. Don't give up. Don't give in. She said, stay the course, that God can bless you and manifest. Thank you so much again for being with us on Just For You today. And we look forward to hearing how wonderful the play is. We decree and declare it shall be all that you desire for it to be, that God spoke to you. And we're thanking God for the works of your hands and for the ministry on today. Many, many manifold and blessings to you and yours. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for having me, woman of God.
Yes. Praise God. Well, listen, we are coming to the close of another podcast. We are so excited about what God is doing. And I want to encourage you, as my sister said, stay the course. Don't give up. Don't give in. Trust him in everything that he's doing. We have some announcements for you on today. We'd like for you to govern yourselves accordingly. We want you to know, if this is your birthday month, and we know it's fastly coming to a close in the month of April, we celebrate you. Perhaps you've had a new baby, got a new job. Maybe you received a letter of honor and recognition. Whatever it is that the Lord has blessed you with, we want you to know, here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. We also want you to know, we do know there are times when our hearts are broken. Things happen. We know there's so much going on. We know recently in the St. Louis area, we lost a loved one. That is Orlando Watson. God bless the family, the Watson family, Michelle Watson and the family. We thank God for you and all that God is going to take you through on this journey. We're asking that we pray for every family that has lost a loved one. Those are some shoes that most people can't stand, some can, whatever the case may be. They need love and they need support. And we're here as the body of Christ and those that believe that there is peace in the midst of sorrow, to continually pray that they will have peace and comfort through these times, every family that is going through. Perhaps your loved one hasn't passed, but maybe they are going through in their body. Maybe they are still in the form of affliction. I want you to be encouraged to know he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. Amen. So receive your healing on today. Even though it may tarry, wait for it. It's coming. He promised in his word. And the word says work. So that means even if you're going through a process on today, my sister said, don't give up. Hold on. Stay the course, because God is a way maker. He is a healer. We also want you to know, if you are in need on today, we have a couple of organizations that are in the St. Louis area that we ask that you call, in addition to your local assemblies. That is United Way. You can reach them in the St. Louis area at 211. Again, that's 211 for you to be able to connect with someone, tell them what is going on, for them to give you the resources and lead you where you would need to be. We also have in the St. Louis area the Urban League St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis. You can reach them at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. Please be sure, make sure you contact them. They have over 55 programs, various entities, and believe me, they are there to serve and help. The president, Michael McMillan, is a very gracious, humble gentleman that has been doing a lot in our St. Louis area. We thank him for the service and the works of his team and all that they are doing. I want you to know, on this Friday, I want you to share with us the women of Elation Radio. We have a team of women that are on every Friday night on Clubhouse at 9 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will be on Clubhouse. And our group is called From Ashes to Beauty. From Ashes to Beauty. What a blessing this has been. We have received much feedback from people listening in that chime in to know that God is with them and doing amazing things. We invite you to join the From Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse page. Get involved, see what we're doing. Join us on Friday nights. It's only for an hour where we come together, we share real topics with real people, and it's not only for women. It is not a women group just to bash men. No, ma'am. No, sir. We are there to uplift the body, and this is a vision of our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and what a blessing this has been. So please mark your calendars for Friday night on Clubhouse. You have to download the app if you don't have it so that you can find us there and join our group, and then please join us on Friday night. I also want to inform you of another upcoming event that is going on. I want you to be able to pray for me. I am a part of an upcoming conference called the War Room Retreat. This conference will be on May 13th and May 14th. It will be held at the Marriott West at 660 Maryville Center out at St. Louis, Missouri, 63141. Listen, for more information, you can get all the information. We'll be posting flyers soon. And I want you to be able to pray. Please, you know, if you ever saw the movie War Room, you already know what it is. I believe in the power of prayer. You believe in the power of prayer. This is being presented by Lynn Mosby Thomas, a very powerful woman of God. And we're so excited to be with her. I tell you, I'm expecting God to move. Please meet us on May 13th and 14th at the Marriott West at 660 Maryville. And for more information, you can reach her at 314-585-8725. Listen, we're coming to a close of another podcast. I want to invite you guys, if you will. My husband and I, Pastor Donald Wright, and myself have a Facebook Live that is on Mondays at 8:30. Please continue to lift us up. And then join us again back on our Just For You podcast every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are so grateful you take time out of your schedules to be with us, and we don't take it lightly. We thank God for our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, all of our Elation family, every listener, but most of all, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who meets us each and every time. We say thank you for all he's birthing out of all of us in our brokenness, from brokenness to birthing. Amen. So thank you for listening in on today. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Facebook under Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Michelle with one L, last name Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and that will be on Facebook. You can inbox me your community announcements. I will be glad to read them. Your prayer requests, I will definitely, my husband and I will be praying, and our Elation family, we will be lifting you up. So please, by all means. And hey, I want to make sure we let you know these podcasts can be heard on YouTube, iHeart, Spotify, all of the digital platforms. Please, when you look them up, look under Elation Radio, and you will find a select group and groups of podcasts that are there. We're on all the digital platforms. My husband just gets a kick out of listening to it on iHeart or listening to it on a digital platform. We thank God for that, for Dr. Kimmy Robinson and all of the hard work that she is doing with this Elation Radio. I want to say thank you again for listening. We're going to pray out. Please keep us all lifted in your prayers. Don't forget to pray for Dr. Kanoy Tamika on this weekend, as she is expecting God to move, and we are standing in agreement with her. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you've done and all that you're getting ready to do in our lives. We say thank you for brokenness. We say thank you for your word. We say thank you for purpose, oh God. Even when we don't understand what purpose we have, we give you the glory for being able to hear and to see, and that you will lead us into all truth. And Father, I thank you for the time. Sometimes it takes time for us to become all that you create in us to be. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us trust in the Lord. Let us trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Bless our CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Bless Elation Radio. Bless every listener that listens in. Bless all of those that are serving you across the world, oh God, whether they are pastors, ministers, community workers, whatever you have selected for the works of the hands to be done in your people, we say thank you. May we all remind ourselves, it's not always in the church. Jesus was amongst the people, oh God. He did the work you assigned them to do. May we be found doing the work you assign us to do, that you may be glorified and lifted up, and that others will see our good works and glorify you in heaven. Use us all for your glory. To that one that is on the deciding bench that says, listen, I don't know if I'm ready. I just believe I hear his voice, but I'm just not ready. Would you touch a heart on today? Remind them that tomorrow is not promised, but your arms are open wide. Give them strength. Give them peace of mind. Send a Christian laborer across their path to help them to know it is well, and you are with them, and you know them, and you created them for your good. So we say thank you, God. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. We trust you, we love you, and we thank you. We ask that you have your divine will and way. Bless us all for your glory, oh God. Continue to strengthen us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, your word says the joy of the Lord. May someone on their hospital bed, someone that is going through some some crisis, someone that doesn't understand how they're getting out of whatever they're in. God, would you remind them you are a healer, you are a deliverer, and you still yet deliver and heal on today. It's not just in the Bible. You are real, and we say thank you for all of it. We ask that you again forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven, and that you may be glorified and lifted up. And we thank you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We lift up our sister, Dr. Kanoi, Tamika, be with her, God, through every day leading up to her event, and then show up and show out at the event. For all of the pastors, all of the ministers pressing in this hour, God, let them know that you are with them and that you will get the glory, oh God. What seems difficult is really working for your good, and you have plans for the body of Christ, and you will not let us down. So we say thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, everything you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast. We pray to see you and hear you on next Wednesday. Lord says the same, or Monday night if you join in for the Facebook Live. We're just appreciative to serve. We don't take it lightly. We're thankful. I thank my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, and continue to lift us up in prayer, our Elation family, all that are serving, not just those groups, but everybody that is serving, and those that are coming into the fold, we are welcoming them in advance. God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and I'm excited to say we're on the Just For You podcast, and that is on Elation Radio. God bless you. Until next time. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just an ordinary person, living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see to live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might. I'm living.